Serve an awesome God this morning, and that's what we're celebrating. He has amazing grace. Today is Palm Sunday. Welcome everyone to Scrim Community Church. We celebrate the risen King. As Palm Sunday, we remember the people of Israel. They welcomed Jesus. They proclaimed he was the King. They said, Hosanna, and they laid down the palm branches and their coats, and they welcomed him in the triumphant entry. And they had one thing right. He was the King. But they thought he was coming as a physical king to take the throne. The word Hosanna means praise and savior. And so they were right. But Jesus came not to take the throne, to take the cross. And in taking the cross, he gives us eternal life, which is even more than any throne. Let's continue to worship him as our King this morning.
Praise is rising, eyes are turning to you. We turn to you. Hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you. We long. Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away. Hosanna,
Absolutely. Let's pray together. Lord God, you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. It is true in the spiritual world, there is no name higher than your name. For Jesus, you have done what no one else has done. You came to this planet, you died on the cross for our sins. And in your resurrection, you promise resurrection to all who believe in you. For all who call upon your name and ask you to be the leader of their life. And Lord, how often it is that we want to fashion you into our image, our idea of who you are. Yet you have revealed yourself in your word. You've enabled us to experience you personally. And in those two things, we realize that there's no complete way to describe you, that you are a transcendent God to all that you've created, even us who have been created in your image. Lord, your greatness and your holiness, it always gives us pause to realize how selfish we can be, how we want the whole world to orbit around us instead of, well, everything happening with you at the center. Lord, forgive us for our selfishness, our sin. Lord, your forgiveness is, well, it's one of the greatest things on this planet. A forgiveness that washes away the guilt and the shame. A forgiveness that replaces that with a sense of joy, a sense of hope. As we gather, we pray for those in the Ukraine and those in the surrounding countries that are receiving millions of refugees. Lord, we pray that you would move there in a mighty way, that you would bring peace to that land, a peace, Lord, that, well, we know it would pass all human understanding of peace. We pray for our world. Pray for those who are worshiping on the other side of the globe today. They're a part of your forever family as well. And we're thankful for that. Lord, in these moments, well, you know us better than we know ourselves. You know what we need to set aside, how we need to readjust to fully worship you and enjoy your presence, your power, and your peace. Lord, as we lift you up in worship, please lift us up as well. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So I do want to say to all those on live stream, if you think the music was good sitting in your family room or wherever you are on your computer, I could tell you it's about 100% better right here. And we're putting a seat up for you next Sunday on Easter Sunday. So I hope that you will join us and be a part of the great celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. To that end, we have some invitation cards that I'd encourage you to take. It also mentions Good Friday, 7 o'clock in the sanctuary with communion. The kids are having an Easter egg extravaganza. That's happening on the 16th from 1 to 3. There are cookbooks that the Heart to Heart women have put together. They're $10. That money goes to help women in the church as well in the community that are in need of finances, in need of encouragement and relationship. There's some great recipes in there. $10, you can pick one of those up. It's never too early to buy a stocking stuffer, is it? There you go. I've already helped you once for Christmas. Now here's Pastor Rick, and he wants to talk to you about basic beliefs, wild at heart, and yes, beautiful day is coming.
Hi, I'm Pastor Rick, and I want to tell you about some great things coming up this month. The first one is on Tuesday nights, starting April 12th, with dinner and discussion. It's a 6 weeks men's series.
Why is it that the desires that we find deep in our hearts are so far from the life that we find ourselves living? There was a heart that we had as a boy, filled with wonder and dreams of battle, adventure, beauty. This is a journey into wholeheartedness. And in the course of this journey, it opens up a world that we have been waiting for.
So guys, you can sign up for that today by using the insert in the church bulletin or go on the church website. It's going to be a fantastic time with other guys from our church seeking God's purposes for our lives. Also that week, on April 14th, we are beginning our annual Basic Beliefs class. Here's a short video to explain what it's all about.
Having conversations about life, faith, and Jesus is hard. And this is interesting, because at some point, everyone wrestles with life's big questions. Questions about hope, purpose, meaning, and love. Imagine creating a space where people in our community, our friends, neighbors, and coworkers, can come and have conversations in a way that is authentic and unforced, and anyone can ask tough questions and share honestly about what they believe. Imagine exploring the basics of the Christian faith. In each session, you listen to a talk about life and faith from a Christian perspective. And the discussion allows people to unpack these ideas without fear of being corrected or judged. All of this is done in a fun environment where anyone is welcome.
Sign up today for Basic Beliefs, either in the bulletin or online, and we'll be ready for you on Thursday night this week. Hey, the last thing, Beautiful Day is happening this month on April 30th, and we're going to be having signups today and on April 24th, right after the services. We've got projects at Gray Wolf Elementary, at the Squim Dungeness Hospital Guild. We've got a youth project. Today is the day to go find out more, sign up, and if you can't do it today, be sure on the 24th, because we're going out there to our community with six other churches and blessing Squim. So get ready, and God bless you guys.
So take advantage of those opportunities. As you can tell, Pastor Rick's not really doing anything over the next few weeks. Great opportunities. They're only great opportunities if you take advantage of them. And I know a few things about joining a group and getting in a mode of discovery. We get a little cautious about that because we're afraid that somehow we're going to change. And the truth is, you are going to change, but you're going to change for the better. I think we all feel as though there's a better us inside of us that's wanting to get out, and it's opportunities like Wild at Heart and Basic Belief, and then something a little more physical, Beautiful Day. Those are opportunities where the Holy Spirit can work on us in the best sense of transforming us and sanctifying us into to be more and more like Jesus. So Please be a part of that. If you need help signing up, just call us in the office. Linda Spriney is going to come and read our scripture passage this morning. And Linda's an amazing person. She was a sheriff and then, you were a chief of police down in Southern California. You got to come all the way over here to the stripe line.
There's no X on the floor anymore.
No, just see that okay. Line. You just get okay. There. And she's been a personnel elder, and it's great to have you today.
Thanks. And it's great to be here today, and I want to make sure I say hi to all of our friends out there in Livestream land, but I want to let you know how fun it is to be here in person. I've got to see just three people today that I have only seen on Zoom in our heart-to-heart group, so it's just really exciting to see them in person. Anyhow, today our reading is from James 5, 7 through 11. Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. You too must be patient. Take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near. Don't grumble about each other, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. For look, the judge is standing at the door. For examples of patience and suffering, dear brothers and sisters, look at the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. We give great honor to those who endure under suffering. For instance, you know about Job, a man of great endurance. You can see how the Lord was kind to him at the end, for the Lord is full of tenderness and mercy.
We're adding to what we talked about last week. We are re-entering life. Perhaps it's a normal or a new normal. Now we have the opportunity to recalibrate. We can recalculate just like your GPS does, maybe head in a little different direction. And it's an opportunity to reset and then move forward in the very best direction. Moving in the best direction, taking advantage of this opportunity, well, it really has been about patience, hasn't it? Now, anybody that knows me knows that I'm not the most patient person in the world. I kind of like to go and keep going. And so I really think the patience that it's taken over these last 2 years is really a virtue that the Holy Spirit gives us. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit: love, joy, peace, patience. Last week I was a part of a renewal of vows for a couple, and I read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and you know, it's an interesting thing to read that passage when you're young and you're really in love and everything looks up and to the right. It's another thing to read that passage when you've gone through some challenges and now you're recommitting yourself to one another. Paul says love is patient and kind. Patience, it's a virtue. And why have we been patient? We've been patient, we've prayed, we've looked to what it is that God is going to do. That's because we know that it has exercised our faith. Many have grown dramatically in the last 2 years in their faith, and part of that has been the pace and the complexity of life have all gotten a little slower, a little smaller. And that's been able to help us focus more and more on our faith, develop our faith, which is really the key in what James is talking about in the fifth chapter. Verses 7 and 8. Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmer who's who patiently waits for the rain in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to be ripened. You too must be patient. Yeah, it's a virtue. It really is a choice to be a patient person. And over again, the scriptures remind us that we need to be patient. Now, some of us hear the word patient and we feel as though that's a word that causes us to disengage in what's going on. And we haven't really disengaged. We've not only waited patiently in terms of our faith, but in our faith, we have waited because we know that God is in control. We've had a feel around for that in the last 2 years. But yet, as we've sought to discover and experience God, that's happened in a unique and unusual way, in a special way. Because we've been waiting patiently for him. Verse 7 of James 5. Be patient and stand firm because the Lord's coming is near. And the Lord's coming is near. It is near. God wants us to know that he is in charge. That he is a God who is in control even when it looks like our world is out of control or the world is out of control. And we have a choice. We can either be panicky or we can be patient. And I believe the difference between being panicked and being patient is the realization of who's in control. If we think we're in control, no wonder we're panicking. But if we know, if we acknowledge that God is in control, then we can be patient in our waiting. Knowing that God is going to do something and something good, something amazing, something profound in the future. And so in our patient waiting, we have waited expectantly, haven't we? I don't know about you, but so I want to read the news. When's this going to be over? And I'm watching and I'm listening. And we've done some amazing ministry. We've been a family of God in a wonderful way in the last 2 years. And I believe that that's created a springboard for us as we look to the future because we've been looking to the future expectantly for quite some time. And now God is doing something. David says, I wait expectantly, trusting God to help as he has promised. Job 14:14. I will wait for better times. I will wait till this time of trouble is over, ended. Those who wait on the Lord will find a new strength. Have you found a new strength? This is where we talk about the triumphal entry of Jesus. The Jews have waited and waited and waited both patiently and with expectation. And now there's this grand parade, this grand moment, because the Messiah is coming. Hosanna! And it's true, they were expecting the Christ to come, the Messiah to come. But how he came and how he completed his great mission and purpose on this planet surprised them all. They thought he would become king and everyone else would be in subject to him. And he became the king, but he was the one that served, that subjected himself to a full human experience of death. And out of that death comes a resurrection that changes everything. You want to talk about resetting, recalibrating, recalculating where we should go, what we should do. That changed everything. It not only changed everything, it is still changing everything each and every day. Yeah, as we wait, let's wait expectantly. Let's remind ourselves that we can trust in God. He's in control. And yes, we need to submit and yield to the Holy Spirit, because especially if we're not a very patient person, the Holy Spirit wants to bring that virtue, that state of mind, heart, and soul to us. So how do we seize the new thing that God is doing? God is doing a new thing. Seizing what God is doing, the new thing that God is doing, and waiting patiently, they're the same, because there are a choice that we have to make. We had to choose to wait patiently and expectantly. And now we have to choose to lean in and embrace the new thing that God is doing. Paul put it this way. He said, throw off your old sinful nature and put on your new nature, created to be like God. Now, I don't know about you, but I think I ran into my old nature a few times in the last 2 years. We spend time alone and time alone with God, and well, we begin to realize more and more the self-centeredness, the limits, the difficult side of our emotions. And in that, God has done something new, something good. But we've had to choose to put off the old nature and now put on the new nature that is ours. And let me encourage you, put it on. Don't wait. Keep putting off that old nature. I know we keep revisiting our old nature. Just confine us to our homes for 2 years. And I don't know about you, but that old nature, it kind of got going a little bit there. And God wants us to put that off and put on the new. Put on the new today. Keep putting off that old, but put on the new today. Because God is doing a new thing. A new thing in you, a new thing in us, a new thing in Christianity across the world. Yeah, we've waited patiently. Now it's time to embrace and lean in. We've got to choose to line up with God's agenda. God's agenda for us, God's agenda for us as a church, and God's agenda for Christianity in the world. And there are great stories of all the new things that God is doing in the world right this moment. The Lord said, forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. Instead, look at the new things I'm going to do. They are already started to happen. Can you see what I've begun to do? Have you seen? Are you seeing what God has begun to do? To see, we have to make a choice. And then we have to lean in and embrace that change, that new thing that God is doing. And how do we do that? How do we embrace it and how do we lean in? Well, we've been patient and we've been hopeful. Now what we have to do is excel at the right things, at the best things in life and faith. Teach us how to make the most of our time so that we may grow in wisdom, David says. Maybe we haven't taken full advantage of our time with less to do, with an easier pace and purpose in life. But God is doing a new thing. He's helping us put off that old nature and put on the new creation. And we embrace that by realizing that God wants to teach us how to move forward in life and in faith. Solomon's pretty smart, Proverbs 11:24. An intelligent person aims at wise actions, but a fool starts off in many directions. So let's be wise as we reset and recalibrate and re-enter this world. Jesus says in Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom of God above all else. A great aspiration each and every day to seek the kingdom of God above all else. As we seek to allow Jesus to lead our life, as we aspire to submit and yield to the Holy Spirit, we find ourselves excelling at the spiritual things and the practical things that God wants us to excel in. He's doing new things. We are new creations. And God has a purpose for us, a place for us, a future for us. And we have to embrace it. How do we excel at the right things? I'm going to recap last week for you right here. What we need to do is make a list of what we've learned in the last 2 years. Number two, we need to evaluate that list. What needs to go? What needs to stay? What needs to change in our life? Where can we become more focused and more purposeful? How can we do a better job of seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? And then we have to prioritize. You can't do everything at once. And as we make a list and as we evaluate it, now what we're going to do is prioritize what's the most important thing for us to do differently today than we did a year ago. That's your homework for this afternoon. What's the most important thing that God is calling you to do now over a year ago? How do we excel at the things that really matter? Here's Paul's image of it. And let us run the race of faith and life with endurance, the race that God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus. Man, it's hard to do that right now. I'm with you. It's way easier to keep my eyes on the TV or the news feed or this or that on my computer. And don't misunderstand me. I think to be a good Christian, you need to have the Bible under one arm and a newspaper. That's a funny thing they used to make. Under your other arm. Yeah, we want to be aware of what's going on around us and in our world. But ultimately, what we need to know is right here. And a simple way to keep focused on that is for us to keep our eyes on Jesus as we run the race. We're running a race. We already know where the finish line is. It's eternity. And we know, as Paul says, when we win that race, it won't be a perishable crown. It won't just be a wreath. But It will be an eternal crown that will never perish. We have an opportunity to seize the opportunity, to grab a hold of the new thing that God is doing. And I pray that you would do that today and every day. Let's pray. Lord, you know how impatient we are. We're a little selfish, and that's made us a little panicky because we think we're in control, and ultimately, Lord, you're the one in control. And Lord, now that we're in a re-entry point, we're thankful that we've been waiting with expectation because you are doing a new thing. And Lord, we want to choose to lean in and embrace the new thing that you're doing in us, in our midst, and beyond. Lord, you know the race that we're running. Some days it's an obstacle course. Other days it seems like there's so many hurdles that we can barely clear. Lord, we know that you don't call us to something without equipping us. And it's true, we won't know if we don't go. So Lord, bolster our faith today. Help us to choose and step out to excel at what really matters in this world. And we know that if we fix our eyes upon you each and every day, that will help the Holy Spirit transform us, sanctify us, and we will take our place on your team as you expand and enrich your kingdom. Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Without light, till from heaven you came running, there was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory to a cradle. For good, for the Lamb that conquered death. and the dead rose from their tombs. To what God has for you. He has new and good things for you. Lean into Him. Also, I'd like to invite you to our Good Friday service, 7 o'clock over in the sanctuary, as well as Sunday Easter celebration. God bless you guys. We'll see you next week.